Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey Off Besties, thanks for tuning in. I'm Lauren, one of the producers of the show, and I'm here to tell you about two great episodes we've got coming up in the coming weeks. One is about new data from Fritch, a finance app geared towards Gen Z, that found that that generation spends an average of just under $4,000 to get over a breakup. We talked with Fritch about these findings and covered some tips for Gen Zers to make their economic lives a little bit healthier. For our other episode, we're traveling to America's first zoo in Philadelphia. There, a historic first just happened. A rare Santa Cruz Galapagos tortoise recently gave birth for the first time, and she's estimated to be 97 years old. Appropriately, this tortoise is actually named Mommy, and we reached out to the zoo to talk all about her and her hatchlings. For this week's episode, we realized that we have covered some similar things in the past, so we decided to put some clips together of our previous shows that touch on the habits of Gen Z and also interesting births at zoos. If you like these clips, please go back to our library and listen to the full episodes. First up is our episode about millennial beige. It's a color that's become associated with my generation in a pretty negative way, but Gen Z is turning that around. Something Offbeat host Mike Rogers spoke with Charmaine Winter all about it.
I talked to Charmaine. We love Charmaine. She's a repeat guest on the podcast about those millennials and their bland taste.
We had a lot of young influencers, millennials, who were just tired, I think, of the interiors they grew up with, where their parents had bright colors and more pattern. And so they really gravitated towards interiors that in design is really a Scandinavian style, where you saw a lot of blonde woods, you saw a lot of neutral palettes, you know, tone on tone, beige, browns, grays. It was simple. It embraced natural elements. And it just became a thing where all these millennials were using this aesthetic and just gravitating towards it.
Isn't it also something that homeowners, I hear this all the time, and he said, if we ever sell the house, we want neutral colors.
So true, Mike, 100%. And I blame this not on homeowners, but on realtors, really. Man, I was sick and tired of it. I was one of the designers out there saying, listen, enjoy your home for you. Don't worry about resale, because so many of clients would just, you know, be afraid to do anything that might impact resale values. And my whole thing is, hey, you live in your house, I don't know, a minimum of, let's say, 5 years, anyhow, for the average person, 5 years of blandness and, you know, concern. And then what do? They call someone like me or a stager to come in and help them freshen the house for sale.
You're right, because we had one of the homes that we've had we painted the kitchen red. It was this dark cherry red. It was real pretty. And then we sold the house and the realtor came in and said, well, you got to get rid of that.
Right.
It's kind of cool. We don't want to get rid of it, but we talk about beige. All right. We mentioned millennial beige. Specifically what? We're talking about pretty much everything in the brown and tan family.
Yes. But specifically, we're talking, it's a feel. Millennial beige was just a real clean, simplistic. So whether it was some sort of cream, all the way from a cream, all the way into browns, we also consider that beige. The grays were here for a season, you know, so anything that was very neutral and you could gravitate towards it without having a lot of pattern or a lot of intense color to it. That's really what it was about.
Isn't this stuff kind of cyclical in a way? You said that kids are tired of what their parents had and their parents were probably tired of what their parents had.
100%. You're right. It is cyclical. And quite frankly, it keeps the economy going and keeps, you know, people need something fresh. It keeps the market going. You're able to, someone's going to say, hey, that's totally out of fashion. And so, you know, it hits us in our garments that we wear, in the cars that we buy. You have sort of a 7-year itch, really. And that's typically how long a design trend lasts.
I'm intrigued by this idea of a 7-year design trend, so I Googled some of the most popular trends from 7 years ago, 2017. Ready for these?
Let's do it.
Well, we're talking about millennial beige right now. Millennial pink apparently was a phrase that came up often in 2017 design articles. Yeah. That's not one I remember being everywhere, though. Do you?
No, thank God. What is that, like, just like mauve?
I think so. Others included retro color palettes and minimal decor, both of which I don't mind.
I think I may have lived in that apartment in college.
But then there were a few that some reviewers listed as bad trends, including flesh tones and rose gold. I definitely remember when you could get literally any product you wanted in rose gold, and that was not my favorite.
That color always reminded me of a wine cooler.
I could see that. But then there was one rated negatively that I do kind of like. Subway tile in a bathroom or on a backsplash, but hey, I'm not the interior designer.
Boy, you got that right. Let's get back to the person who is, though. What are some of the defining trends of the various generations? We're talking about Gen Z, and the millennials and the boomers. And what are the different groups like?
Oh, my goodness. So boomers, they really embraced an aesthetic that was cozy. It's a little bit more traditional. Not as traditional as their parents, but it's traditional. It's classic. They like things that are soothing and comfortable. Gen Xers, they came along and they were like, well, wait a minute here. We like it soothing and calm, but we're thinking more along the lines of earth tones. We care about the environment. We want to say that, you know, we care about the earth we're leaving for the next generation. So you saw things like, you know, sand tones, water tones, greens, sages were big for Gen Xers. Then the millennials came along and they really embraced nostalgia. That was big for them. And right about then, Mad Men came into, you know, on television and the types of things we were seeing. So millennials, they're all about being the mid-century modern, right? That's new enough for them because their parents didn't have that. And so they like the clean woods that you saw, mid-tone woods, and the bright contrast where you were seeing patterns, a lot of geometrics. Millennials were all about that. Gen Zers, they make their mark by being the generation that is all about organized.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For our next Vintage Something Offbeat clip, we're traveling to the Brookfield Zoo in Illinois. We reached out to them after an announcement that one of its sharks laid an egg. That doesn't seem super weird, but the catch is that the female that laid the egg hadn't been housed with a male shark since her arrival at the zoo years before.
I spoke with Mike Marcellus, he's the lead animal care specialist at the Brookfield Zoo, about that virgin shark birth. So tell me about the epaulette shark.
They're named for kind of the shoulder pad they have. So, you know, military uniforms have epaulets that are on the shoulders, and these sharks have really a dark patch on their shoulders that sort of mimic maybe very large eyes that might help protect them from predators. So a lot of people think of sharks as these large predatory things, but these are fairly small species. They get 3 or 4 feet in total length. So it pays to have big, giant, fake eye patches on your shoulders.
Now, where are they found?
Yeah, they're found in like Australia and New Guinea. So they're shallow water tropical species. So they're going to be along the coast and mangroves and tide pools and habitat of that nature.
And these are what you said, about 3-4 feet long?
Yeah, they're about 3 or 4 feet long, and they're known as walking sharks. They're in a group of species called walking sharks. So they actually kind of scoot their front and back halves, and they can kind of walk on their pectoral fins along the bottom. And they're actually known to actually walk on land, so they can scooch from one tide pool to another. So as long as their gills don't dry up, they are capable of crawling on land.
And late this summer, one of those epaulette sharks at the Brookfield Zoo laid an egg with a shark pup in it, despite having no male contact.
Yeah, it was definitely something offbeat, I guess you'd say.
And just a side note, we'd like to pause here to thank Mike for being the first guest in the history of Something Offbeat to drop the title into one of his answers. Anyway, moving along.
Fairly certain that she is the birth of parthenogenesis, which means she's either the clone of one of those females, so of her mom, or she's the product of a little bit of genetic mixing that they can do by themselves. But basically, she's no male was involved in the birth of this shark.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of Something Offbeat. Please go listen back to those episodes if you enjoyed the clips, and please stay tuned for our upcoming episodes about Gen Z's finances and about the rare hatchlings at the Philadelphia Zoo. Subscribe to Something Offbeat on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.